Voters in communities across Western Washington will soon be deciding on mayors, city councils, school boards, and other issues. But if you go by voter turnout numbers, people tend to be less engaged during local election years. You're listening to KNKX and 88.5 Zed Ronco visited a place where they're trying to explain how local issues can be just as important as national ones, a high school civics class.
At Todd Beamer High School in Federal Way, students are moving through the halls between classes and the start of lunch. We are inside Sue Bergman's classroom, and I'm taking a poll. Now, because this is radio, a show of hands won't work. So, instead of raising your hand, clap. How many of you are 18 now or will be by November 7th? Okay. How many of you are registered to vote? Cool. All right. That's not bad. It's about half of the people who are 18. How many of you know the name of the mayor of Federal Way? How many of you know the name of your member of Congress? How many of you know the name of the President of the United States? Right. Okay. That last question was pretty obvious, but it still illustrates a point. People of all ages, not just teenagers, tend to be more engaged when it comes to national politics than they are with local politics. Statewide voter turnout for the last three presidential elections was between 79 and 85%. Voter turnout for the local elections in 2013, 09, and 05 was between 45 and 55%. Local elections can be seen as, well, kind of sleepy.
It's not a sleepy election.
That is teacher Sue Bergman.
You know, these people are making decisions for us, and if we want to have a better community, we need to become involved in that, and we need to pay attention to who it is that we're putting into the office. And we do research quite often on some of these local issues that are affecting us.
In Federal Way, where we are now, there are three city council positions, two judgeships, the mayor's seat, and a $450 million bond measure to rebuild and renovate several old schools. Seattle is picking a new mayor, two city council members, and a city attorney. Tacoma will be choosing a new mayor and a new city council member, among other things. Up and down Western Washington, a host of local questions will be answered in early November.
We're all unified in some way or another. We're all connected. We're all dependent upon each other, and I think, you know, we've got to kind of hold and support each other up, because these things are going to really impact us in, you know, both positive and some negative ways.
It's local officials, after all, who decide big questions, not just what kinds of schools our kids go to or how much money we have to fight fires and repair potholes, but safe injection sites, how immigrants are treated when they're stopped in traffic, when and how police use force, and more. Bergman was named a Civic Educator of 2017 by the Washington Legislature, in part for her efforts to get students more involved in government. She has been at Beamer High since it opened about 14 years ago, and she says lately more students seem to be taking an interest in politics.
You know, we talk about the issues here in class, and I think some of the students, they share with me that they go home and they talk with their families about it, so I think in that sense, maybe the students are instigating the conversations and maybe hopefully engaging their parents in the issues.
How many of you paid attention to politics before the 2016 election? How many of you are paying attention to politics now? And we hope you will too, as we bring you reporting over the next couple weeks on elections from across Western Washington. Ed Ronco, 88.5 News.
Ballots are being mailed to voters this week. They need to be postmarked or in an official drop box by November 7th. We'll be continuing our election reporting with a look at how a city council race in Burien reflects a larger and heated debate over immigration.